T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is that time again. It is already the point in March where we are getting excited for the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle. And here they are. Executive Race Director from Bank of America, Carrie Pinkowski, is with us. And Chicago Managing Partner of Deloitte, Carl Algretti, is here. Welcome. I can't believe it's already... These are marking points in my year, and they come up all too quickly.
It is, and we're celebrating a special year this year, the 40th anniversary of the Shamrock Shuffle. Great tradition. We'll have thousands of runners lining up. A lot of those, we have 40 charities that are participating, but without the support of Deloitte and Carl Allegretti, it wouldn't be possible. But we need a little warm weather, which looks like it's coming, and then we're keeping our fingers crossed. Well, a tough winter for us that we're training and raising money for charity, but we're ready to go.
Yeah, it's been really difficult to run through this winter. I imagine the Shamrock Shuffle brings them in from any angle, regardless of what the training's been like. I'm sure you guys are full up, but it'd be nice to have a little warmer weather to run in here.
It would, and it looks like we're going to get that. It was going to warm up, although I saw a little bit of we'll keep our fingers crossed. I'm not going to be superstitious. I'm going to hold off on that.
I've run this race every year since 1986, and I've seen all kinds of weather. All kinds.
It's part of the tradition.
And Carl, you've been recognized as a record fundraiser for Bank of America. There's a $10,000 contribution to what Carrie is doing individually in his efforts to raise $40,000 for American Cancer Society. Why has this been important to you over the years, running it and supporting it corporately?
Well, it's easy. We have 5,000 people in the Chicago office, and our people like to give back. So I like to lead by example, and I've run 69 marathons. The last six I ran for charity, starting with Lurie Children's Hospital, which, wow. You know the story, Dan. It's the hospital that saved my son's life, a 12-year cancer survivor. And interesting, he ran his first marathon last fall, Carrie's marathon, the Chicago Marathon, and I finished the last 8 miles with him. That was a great
day. That's awesome.
There you go. Great story. And Dan, you know, with Team One Step, it's a big part of what we're doing. The Shamrock is an opportunity for our teams to kick off, to recruit some runners. As I mentioned earlier, we have 40 charities that are involved. I'm running again this year for Special Olympics. I have four charities, and they're all youth-related. Shirley Ryan Rehab Lab, After School Matters, and the Mercy Home, and Special Olympics. So it's been amazing, the generosity from the community, my friends, corporate side from Carl and Bank of America, Jim Jeunesse, who's a good friend of mine also in a big way. So it gets you going, but it also, I mean, it's really rewarding for me personally in the event. And we'll set the tone. It's a rite of spring, and it kicks off the running season.
And you're getting close to 50K.
I am. I'm doing pretty good. I was just trying to hit Glenn Harris a little bit. Just cornered him. We're just below $47,000 with a few days to go. So
ShamrockShuffle.com is where to get all the information. We have found, at least with Team One Step, for people who are saying, you know, I don't know if I'm ready to run a marathon, it's a great introduction to the process, to some of the running community, and really the Bank of America community. The way this goes, it's a great way to sort of understand on a little smaller scale, a little smaller level. It's not quite biting off the same kind of challenge. So if anybody's kind of been on the fence about the marathon and finding out what it's all about, doing it, it's a great way to get started.
Absolutely. It's an 8K run. We also have a 2-mile fitness walk, and you can still register shamrockshuffle.com, or you can come out and be part of it. We have a great party afterwards. So it's a great tradition and a great part of the Chicagoland community.
What do you find the return rate is then on athletes? Because I've been kind of on the fence about the whole long distance marathon thing for a little while, ran in high school. If you dabbled into the Shamrock Shuffle, take one, maybe two of those before you'd really get into a marathon? Like, what's the return rate? What's the middle of the Venn diagram here?
Well, I think part of the success we see is that there's so much more information out there. I mean, if anyone that is familiar with the lakefront or out in the western suburbs, you see these teams of runners that are going up and down Lakeshore Drive or out in the western suburbs. I mean, there's so much more information. It used to be the loneliness of the long distance runner, but there's so many organizations. There's so many so much good information out there with staying healthy and the running and how to run smart and get to the start line. So that's a big part of it.
Well, let's talk about what really matters here, and that is the NFL dream of one Nick Allegretti here, the former Illini center, who at 6'4 and 320 has played his way into some kind of prospect status here, proud dad. What are you hearing? What are we expecting? I know that our own friend Olin Krutz was doing some one-on-one center training with Nick, and the stuff I look at just online is all over the map as far as where he might go in the draft.
Yeah, Dan, we've heard everything, and you know, I just wish the best for my son. He's worked hard, and hopefully he lives out his dream. And we could take that back to running. How many NFL prospects you know finished the last couple miles with his brother running a marathon? Not only did I jump in, but after playing out east at Rutgers, Nicky drove home from Champaign and jumped in at mile 22 to run with his dad and his brother.
That's incredible.
At 320 pounds. But we're now down to 310.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. There you go.
So it's got to be fun for him and Olin, who knows more about playing that center position. I imagine you just spend all day in the classroom, let alone on the field with him.
You know, Nicky can't say enough about Olin. Olin didn't have to do this, but he went up there for twice a week and learned from one of the best. December 26th, the day after Christmas, Olin said, I'm ready when you are. And they came up and they worked outside. Remember, it was 50 degrees and gave him a lot of time.
So really, the next step then is the Allegretti's getting Olin to run a marathon.
Have you seen him lately?
That's where we got ahead.
He looks like he could.
That guy's dropped some weight. He looks fit.
You can place that call.
Thank you, no.
No, we will not be doing that.
We have an
that.
Entry for him, if he's listening.
The Shamrock Shuffle. All the information is available at shamrockshuffle.com. Our guests have been Carl Allegretti of Deloitte and the Bank of America Executive Race Director, Kerry Pinkowski. Always fun, guys. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Dan. Thanks, Connor. Always.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.